Hi, so I'm really happy to be here to present the work I did with Pierre Gaillard, who a former PhD student at EDF R&D and Paris Sud also. So I work for an electrical company. EDF is the major French electricity provider and one of the biggest electrical company in the world. There is among nearly like 100,000 people working there, and we are a few guys in our labs in Paris working on data analytics, roughly between one something like 200 people working on analytics. And our work, me and some of my colleagues, is to evangelize those guys to use AIR and develop things in AIR in the company, and it's going in that direction recently. So this work is more precisely about online prediction by expert aggregation. So it is. So I will talk a little bit about the context and method, and then go back to the package afterward. So it is a work developed by Pierre Gaillard doing his PhD, but it is also a joint work with Gilles Stolz, who co-advised the thesis with me, and also Marie Deven, which was who did an internship at EDF, a 6 month internship on these topics. And we call those methods online prediction by expert aggregation, but it should have been online robust ensemble learning or online robust expert aggregation. So there is two main ideas. With one is online learning, and the other one is ensemble learning, which is a very popular field of research. So what is ensemble learning? In statistics, this is the Wikipedia definition. So we talk about ensemble methods when we want to aggregate the forecast or the prediction of a set of different individual forecasts. We call it experts in the following. And those experts come from a different field of statistics. Like it could be also human experts, it could be a machine learning algorithm, whatever. So here I just present you a list of different methods we use, like kernel, PLS, SVM, radial bayes, additive models, random forest, whatever. So thanks to AIR, you could find it easily in different packages. Popular ensemble learning, you probably already know it, but let's cite some famous one. There is the random forest introduced by Breman in 2001. There is this idea of bootstrap aggregating from Breman also. There is gradient boosting machines, staking, Bayesian model averaging, and we will focus on robust expert aggregation, which is a field of research introduced in machine learning by Vovk in the 90s. So just to finish, to convince you that it is useful, here are some example of data challenges won by using ensemble learning. The most famous one is the Netflix competition, where guys gain $1 million using this idea of ensemble ID at the end. There is also different competition I took on the Kaggle website, where you could see the blog of competitors, and often they use this idea of meta modeling, ensemble modeling, and often they use this ensemble modeling over aggregate other ensemble models like XGBoost, which is a gradient boosting library, or Random Forest, right? So we will be in a particular framework, which is not really developed for this competition, because these are not competition of time series forecasting. Usually in those competition, time is fixed and there is a fixed data set, and people want to predict it without taking into account the fact that in real life, data are arriving online. So we are in this setting. We want to forecast a sequence of observation, denoted Y, one, Y2, Y capital T, and observation on predictions are made in a sequential fashion. It means that to forecast yt, we only have access to the past value of y, but also to the past value of our forecast and other expert forecast. And what is maybe different from the classical stochastic settings is that we do no stochastic assumption, and we try to derive algorithms that are robust in the way that they could perform well whatever the sequence of observation occur. So here it's an example of an electricity consumption signal in France. So classically, we observe load day by day, and what we want to do is to forecast the next day, right? So what is the recipe of the online robust aggregation algorithm? We have a data stream, classically the electricity consumption, electricity price, weather station information, those kind of things. And we have different experts. They could be people working in the company, there is forecaster, they produce forecasts from software, but also from their own experience. And there is also a lot of machine learning methods. And sometimes we say that those experts are sleeping. Typically, a human expert often sleeps at night or during the weekends or something. So you don't have the same set of experts every day or every hour. But our algorithm could deal with that. And an important point is also the loss function. It means how do you evaluate your forecast? What do you want to optimize? So we have a set of different loss functions. And then all of this stuff goes into aggregation algorithms, and we will propose some. So at each instant t, each expert outputs a forecast denoted FGT, which depends on the past, and the aggregation algorithm determines prediction based on past observation and current and past expert forecast. Classically, what is an aggregation? It is a convex combination or a linear combination of the experts. Right. So what we aim with our algorithm is to estimate those weights which are depending on time. And what are the classical algorithm to do that? So there is a book which is Prediction Learning and Games from Nicolo Cesobianchi and Gabor Lugosi, so machine learning guys. Where they provide all the classical algorithms in that field, and this is the most known one, which is the exponentially weighted aggregation. So there is one parameter which is eta, which is a positive parameter and could be seen as a learning rate, a temperature parameter. And there is also the initial weights. Here we took it uniformly over the experts. And what we do with this algorithm is that we update weights online, saying that the expert G will receive the weight exponential minus eta times the sum of the losses of the algorithm over time in the past. So here, LYG is the loss of the expert G at time E. And using this very simple trick, we could calculate what we call oracle bounds to compare the loss of our algorithm, which is here, to the loss of what we call an oracle, which is here the best expert among the set of capital N experts. And this bound is true whatever the sequence of observation is. The only assumption is that the observations are bounded between zero and capital B, which is a constant. And then you have you can ensure that this difference will be less than a constant times square root of log capital N, the number of experts, divided by t. It means that we have a speed of 1 over square root of t, which is a classical speed in statistics. And it means also that you could have a large set of experts in your algorithm. It will converge quite rapidly because we have a log n dependency. We developed with Pierre an algorithm which is the ML poly algorithm, which is a little bit more complicated to understand, so I don't have the time to go into the detail, but what is important is that, you know, this parameter in the exponential weight aggregation is estimated automatically. So I have to speed up. So let's switch to the package Opera. So we have a function which is a oracle. You put your observation Y, you put your experts. The experts is a matrix of observation, of a prediction, and you say, okay, I will estimate the best convex aggregation with the square loss, and it compute it. So you could see it at you could see the help of the package if you want more details. We have just one more. We have other more complicated oracles that are like sequential oracles. Those one, but you could play with that. And we have the most important function is the mixture function. So you put the observation, you put the experts, you choose your algorithm among a list of different algorithms listed here. You choose your loss type, so it could be square, absolute percentage, or pinball for quantile regression. You choose the what if you want to optimize the loss or the gradient of the loss. That could be interesting also. Prior weights, and you could also deal with sleeping experts here. You could find it on the GitHub, and here is the way you could install it. And then I will give you an example on electricity consumption. So here we have observed the blue, the past electricity consumption, and we want to predict the red signal, which is the future consumption along 1-2 years. And we have also weather information from 25 weather station and calendar observation. It is data you can find on the web. It is from a GEFCOM 2014 competition. Just to say that we won the competition with those algorithms, so you could replay the game if you want. So we compute experts from air. So here is a list of the experts we deal with, thanks to a very interesting package, which is the Caret package. It is really easy to compute those one and to optimize it using cross-validation. And we also stacked this expert, meaning that we estimate experts where the covariate was the forecast of the other expert. So at the end, we came back with something like 69 experts. They look like that. So you have the red signal, which is the real consumption, and the light blue ones are the different experts. You could see that some are good, some are really, really bad, because the optimization, you know, on the cross-validation optimization, maybe the grid was not well chosen. It was the default parameters of the Caret package. But whatever, you will see that the aggregation algorithm will behave well. So here is the oracle function. So you compute, here I compute the convex oracle, which is the best convex aggregation on this data set. So it computes the, you see here the weights given, provided to each expert, regression expert, GBM stack expert, gradient boosting expert, SVM expert, etc. And here you have the best individual performance, which is here 3.2% in MAPE, the performance of the uniform combination, and the best convex oracle combination. So if I have known in advance what would be the best convex weight, I would have achieved something like 2.9% on this data set. And you could plot it also. So you have the performances of all the experts, the uniform expert, the convex, and the best expert. All right. Here is something more complicated, is what would have been my performances is if I have the right to switch from one expert to another 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, etc. And you see that if you have the right to switch more than 300 times the number of data points, you have a zero loss, or almost zero loss. But you see that it could be interesting to switch from one expert to another. And what it is, in a way, what does the aggregation algorithm, the online aggregation algorithm? So here you can use the mixture function. I choose the ML poly algorithm and with the loss type square, and I optimize the gradient of the loss. And then I come back with those weights with a 3.1 MAPE, so which is better than the best fixed convex aggregation. And here you can see the weights in function of times given to each expert. And here are the box plots of the weights, cumulative square loss of each expert on the residuals. You see that we track actually the signal. So it's finished. Here it's a plot of the contribution of the expert. You could see in color the weight multiplied by the forecast of the expert in function of time. And then a small bibliography. So thank you.
Questions for Yannick? Do you find the graphical representations the most helpful way to convey this information to your colleagues at work?
Yeah. It's really important for us to have a visualization, because we talk to engineers. They are not statisticians or data scientists, so we need to communicate with them. And those kind of contribution of experts in function of time are really helpful for them. Yeah.
Further questions? All right, let's just thank Yannick once more.
Thank you.